He may not be the country's president anymore, yet still enjoys the security of a head of state. Pakistan's former military ruler General Musharraf's luck appears to be finally running out, as he has been charged with treason for his unlawful moves. A special panel on Monday formally indicted the country's former president for imposing emergency rule and detaining judges in 2007. Musharraf could face death penalty or life behind bars if found guilty. The 70-year-old Musharraf appeared before the court under tight security and pleaded not guilty. He addressed the judges with a speech about his services to the country and questioned that how he could be called a traitor.
We feel that this is not a legal case, it's a political case. It is a political case because the complainant, actual complainant in this case is Mian Nawaz Sharif, who is the Prime Minister of the country, whose government was dislodged on 12th of November 1999. So therefore, he has got a personal grudge. He wants to settle personal vendetta.
The treason case is being closely watched for its possible impact on the relationship between the military, judiciary and the government.
Army certainly seems to be a stakeholder here because for the first time a former army chief is going to be indicted and possibly punished for what he did while in uniform. So institution is certainly interested in it and they apparently would make sure that nothing serious happens to their former boss.
Musharraf, who ruled the country from 1999 to 2008, was one of Pakistan's longest-serving military rulers.
The trial of Musharraf is seen as a defining moment in a country which has a history of military interventions. Some experts fear that his conviction may lead to renewed tensions between the civilian government and the country's powerful army. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.